Hello.
Hi, Blondell. It's Sarah. I'm sorry for the late reply. I'm not sure if Rodney was able to reach you, but Nadira texted me this morning at 11 when she was supposed to be at you that she is not going to accept the case because she needs more hours. So, which I hate when they use that excuse, because once they are in good graces with me, I would certainly throw them other hours, but they keep doing this, so I'm not going to give them anything.
Well, that's so unprofessional.
It's so bad.
The hours was addressed in the conversation, which you were on the line.
I know. She knew. She knew exactly how many hours. I said, I don't understand how they accept. It was in the evening. It wasn't even like it was in the morning, you know. It's like I did everything. So I do have a caregiver that has, she works with us already, and her client is currently hospitalized, and she's looking to get some hours together until her client gets discharged. So I'm going to send her over to you starting tomorrow, if that's okay, and then I will work on finding you a better permanent caregiver, okay?
Okay, does this person know the hours? And,
I'm going to send her over to schedule. I'm going to add her to it. Her name is – where did her name go? Oh, I have it here. I'm sorry. I'll send you over all of her. I did just speak to her a second ago, and her name escapes me now.
Can you text me her information?
Yeah, I will. I'll text her. Okay. I'll text you over her name and her phone number, and I will send her all of your details as well. And you can expect her to be there at 11 tomorrow. All right. I'm sorry, Blondell. I really am trying here. All right.
It's not your fault. It's just sad. You can't find good help nowadays.
It's so hard. It really is. When you find a good one, hold on to them.
And I had a good one, but she already had clients.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
All right, Blondell. And I'll give you a call around 11 to make sure she's there.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye.